Today is
today's the 14th. Saturday the 14th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The first one, if you could tell me Suchtstun about your Kittag, that old man.
Yeah.
And I think you said you were out with him one time. And this
we were trapping then, to trap.
No, this was about the whale.
Yeah, his son was with him. Whaling days are out of my time.
Oh, okay, his son was with
him. Yeah, yeah, Huni's son was.
Yeah, and then how he told that whale to go get those other two people in Ishut Bay.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
A story from beginning with? You have it, Mitch?
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now could you tell that same thing in English?
Whaler, is the whaler name whaler? When they used to hunt with a harpoon, and one whaler from Little Fogneck went to whale hunting when they saw the whales out there, out in the Fogneck Bay. And him and his son went to check, see if they could get one. So instead of getting one, the whale gave him a bad time on the way there. They said something he said to the whale. Not, they're not the people that they're trying to be disturbing them, you know. Not the right kind of people, that they're not after them. So, looked like the whale turned around, and this man told this big mammal that the people that he's after are in Ishwar Bay. And just like he understood, that mammal understood just like that, and he turned over to Ishwar Bay, and it's about, say, about 10 miles or 15 miles away to the other bay. So that's what happened to that whale. And when he got there, he beat the guys by dark, and well, maybe drowned them, you know. They didn't come back home, so they were gone.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And then another thing I was interested in yesterday, you told me about this old couple at Gakluk, and you said something about...
Oh, that story.
Yeah, about how they had some kind of a stone in their paddle.
Yeah, that story.
Sukhtunka?
Sukhtun first. Awak ibu saya kan tukut akhirnya tahu malu dengan kerjaan kan bakal kunun itu. Akhirnya tahu malu dengan awak tadi dan kemalu kaya kena tadi akhirnya ni kuih keman nak kena jawab kan nak kena makan nak kumpul ini akut. Oh, tukuk adik. Doch versteckt bin ich. Ini macam kecam ke anak lugu, anak kalau lugu lugu jawab tak lugu tu. Biar bayu lugu nanti kena xah shoot kena xah lagi. Jawab bayu lugu, uch lugu, shoot tu kat ni shoot cuma. Pshut bi dogon idrat. Ogeh ogaluk. Kan okwat sef khtaw makit.
Well, maybe you could just tell that, say one, Melikansatstun Chali. Kulian one dik. Melikansatstun.
What did they talk about?
The same thing. That same
How
thing.
Do you say kakluk in.
Well, you could just say kakluk, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the place.
Kaklikakchikwa. Once there was visitors going to visit the Lafogne village, and the neighbors of Lafogne, little Lafogne village, these people that visiting the Lafogne happened to see. The Baidarki come with two guys. Mm-hmm. They didn't know, they didn't see him from where they were from. And they raced to them, people that are going bypass, you know, probably bypass, by maybe trespassing or something, because they had the law like that on most of the authorities that they have to ask permission first to if they could go through there. They had their own territories like animals. If you pass the territory without them notifying them, then they punish you.
Right.
Well, maybe they too were punished then, you know. For trespassing, for kill them. But anyhow, they made use of them. They had food. So, they were nice to them. And they were, how do you say, conversation.
Yeah.
They were having conversation to one another. And well, I don't know what they said, but anyhow, they got near, close together like so. And one guy, noticeably, cut the other guy's boat skin, sliced it with, must have had a blade on his paddle, and sunk them and drowned them. So when they were on top of the water, yet they clubbed them and killed them and took them up to Kakhluk. And took them up the bluff where they processed for them, you know, and take the oil off of them. And and eat their bodies. And that was the way they lived. I guess they must, these two boys that were visiting you, the little Fogonek, they must have trespassed there, because their way of going through there, they have to go through there mm-hmm. to reach a Fogonek, little Fogonek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that. The reason they saved the oil for, how do you say?
An oil
slick? Yeah. Make line.
Make an oil slick? Is that what you call
it? Yeah. They used it drop by drop.
Yeah.
To all make a border.
Borderline.
So that when they catch a whale, the whale will go nowhere beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
It won't drift to another place so other people can find it, you know. It'll be in the area, like I say, they had their own areas, like animals, you know. Like every animal have their own area. Other one comes, they fight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like lions.
Yeah.
They don't like the other people, other animals to come in and join them. They fight. So that's the way they were before. People were like animals.
Mm-hmm.
They had their own. How the heck you say that? Territories, I guess territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, each colony had its own territory. Any more to talk about?
Well, those were the two things I wanted to ask you about.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh, nothing else. Yeah, everything is reviewed.
Well, maybe not everything, but everything I could find this time around.
Uh-huh. But it would take long over there. We could call it like we always did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let me just look one more time. But I don't know. I think you know what? Maybe one more thing you could talk about. Let's see. Oh, that, okay, I already asked you about that one. The one I thought about asking you about is, maybe you could just tell this one story one more time about that time that you were out with Stuck, your stepfather.
Yeah.
And the weather got rough. And remember, you said your stepfather had a navy white cap.
Yeah,
the water was coming into the boat.
Yeah, so fast. Yeah, he had to bail up, keep bailing, bailing. Yeah, open skiff, you know. No deck, nothing on, just the dory.
Yeah. So why don't you go ahead, tell that one in Suchtstun first. Alutitstun.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do it. taguwakt ta awakana qawqamatlerluda kangiyaq loqtuqqaqtuq duragimin alloqtuqqaqtuq qaytuuta qaayuqpukin paish paqalludi paish paqtuq qibiyama una mashinaqpukqati outboard 8 horse outboard jansin кинах нтхангхалуни нахсинахлуни ау хуат хпахтаанга текидимник чехэхтах кунаг спорлык чинину доора бахумла маут маут кустиха хутхаанга туби кадан нахкуни о улахлуада улахлад кстигал гурула да қаңық таңықтық қуатқығалық you know maneuvering them you know ауай төчелі нәтпе көбіл қағыт күшін өнне құсығы ғатыйдың нәк бейт қуақ төшілді ауай болдырлын тамақты жасынап қырып ағақын алуды ямат.
Ямықсыдың?
No. Anyhow, Пелеша үрді құтымын жоғалды. Ауай болды қиғанның дұрақ құрылқап. Тіле қақылығы қаңын қақықтығын үшкі істіпі. Таманын үшкі бұжақ қақылығы. Чайгулгото нахвга гумлуне аваяма хэлуна чунука умате кэлпиша кумасга алин хумугаса алин хумугаса шид he was a good seaman yeah but as you get older it changed when he was younger then he was daring kind, you know. He knew how to handle himself in the water. But anyhow, Dawad Nawai, Dawad Tlik, Palaskah Patagosuk, Palaskah Ludak Kulumat Dawad. Just Unakosumuko Ilanghagat. Unakwan Khpakta Ilanghagaluni. Та нахран хунаане ой ангалгунх бахтста да пилилуда ангалхун а има ока
нэмэ ток асхлони
ако ока чэлэка
Той
асхаккай. Ха. Я. Угу. Я. Телекоммуникациялар тогуна бишкан.
А.
Спигох кого?
Я.
Кондох пани вати гундоми.
А?
Тэс ни васхани вати гунд. Акшилпэдэ аспэдэ рекордхгони дүн хүй.
Оо.
А спэдэ дахчихад боосхнэ.
А.
Анат кэгэнэм сторэг игаккэнахлугу калигамын.
А.
Калигаликут.
А.
Хөни мэкэбок.
Ага.
Пудэнэ байндэр.
А.
Шум кэгэм сторэ ласхага атха игахтаан.
А. А.
By whom it was.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's not good that if you allude this tape, it's your voice and it's not right.
Yeah.
They think you just made it up.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the rest of it, I think I understand the rest of it pretty well. Yeah. Nitnechtut matamagut.
How, like I said, it's a different way you're living now from that time. Different. It's hard to believe, but it's done. It, they did it, you see. Whatever they did it.
Yeah.
We thought this rocket, John Glenn, was the first one that reached the moon. But there was people who reached the moon before.
Right. Let me see this. One tape, the batteries went dead on us while we were talking.
Oh.
And I had a hard time figuring that tape out.
Oh. But well, it wasn't recorded.
Well, it was
recorded. They're big kind of weak.
Our voices sound like chipmunks.
Oh.
Because the battery was getting weaker.
Yeah.
And so the tape was going slower and
slower. Slower, yeah.
Slower, and then.
Well, I talk slow, then maybe. It picked up just as well.
Yeah, but this. It anyway, when you play it back, it plays back too fast because it recorded too slow.
Yeah. The mosquitoes are bothering.
Yeah.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear them. Do you? Huh? Do you hear the mosquitoes fly?
Yeah, some of them sometimes.
I couldn't hear anything. I have a hard time hearing you. How could I hear a mosquito?
Yeah. Right. Let's see. I'm going to find that. I'll find that one. Okay, here's the tape. The batteries are dying. Right.
You already must have went through it. Huh?
Yeah.
What was it about?
Okay, now this one's all right.
Oh,
okay. Seems
to be all right.
Okay, this is the one before that's where it got bad.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you were talking about your uncle named George.
Yeah.
And he had a, there was, maybe he got involved with a woman who was married.
Yeah.
And then they had one of them killed the other, but I couldn't tell which one killed which one.
George killed this woman's husband. Chopped him on the head with a hatchet.
Well, that's the one I couldn't.
That's what Mama told me.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a nice man, but he was forced. That woman told him to kill her husband.
Oh gosh.
So. She could be with him, with George. So she could get George. Instead, George ended up in the jail for so many years.
Yeah.
And she got married to another man.
Oh, God.
It didn't wait till George got out from the prison.
Yeah.
So, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
I heard he confessed when he didn't come out to killing right away.
He didn't what?
I guess he denied first.
Uh-huh.
He, according to the news.
Uh-huh.
And when they confess, like to do in the court, you know, you have to tell nothing but the truth.
Uh-huh.
No, don't lie. Like this president of ours.
Yeah.
Liar president. That way, well, then there is a Russian time, is a strong law. When you go and confess, you're not supposed to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is listening while the priest is asking the person.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore he sold himself to the priest. Priest told the judge.
Mm.
That's when he wasn't supposed to tell the judge, he was supposed to confess to God that he did it.
Right.
But priest sold him. See? I thought mosquito was right by you.
Probably.
Now,
so what was that other man's name? The one that your Uncle George killed? Do you remember?
Mama told me about his name. But I knew that. No, just
or what was the woman's name? Do you know the woman's name?
Woman's name was Makrina.
Makrina.
Yeah, Makrina's husband. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So she had...
He wanted George so bad.
Uh-huh.
He forced him to kill her husband.
Her own husband.
Uh-huh. So after he killed him, he took him under this lifeboat like the one on the big ship, hanging up the lifeboat.
Yeah.
That kind of boat,
mm-hmm.
Russian built boat,
mm-hmm.
Hide the carcass in there,
mm-hmm.
And
they
found him.
Oh.
Somebody found him, and they had a suspicion that George did, because like now, you know, when you smooch around with someone else, woman, you know, they notice. They notice.
Mm-hmm.
So when they found it, they started asking. But George denied, see. Only time he, confession time, Lent time they confessed. He was a Orthodox believer and was supposed to tell the truth, nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's talking to God by priest. See? When he did that, the priest told this George, he told the judge or whoever. That's how they picked him up,
mm-hmm.
Put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't long, 8 years for chopping a man's head.
Mm-hmm. What was that was your father's brother, right?
George?
Your father's brother?
Yeah.
George?
Yeah. Third down.
Huh?
Third down.
Oh.
See, Peter, Nick, George, and Larry.
Uh-huh.
Four boys in the family,
uh-huh.
Bunch of girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so his last name was
Pestikov.
Yeah.
When he come out of the prison,
they
must have told him if he wants to change his name. He killed, see, so he don't use that name. They used to call him George Evans.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
George Evans, not Patrick. George Evans.
Huh.
Yeah. He was a fine man, harmless man. He was forced to do that. That woman, you know what love is. You do dirty things in the dirty mind sometimes, especially a married woman. How I'm going to get rid of this guy here? Life is different when you're in love, when you're young day, youngster, young time. Lots of that stuff was killing stuff, you know.
No, not say that. We don't have anything we need to talk about right now.
Right. Oh, afterward, we got lots of time yet. In case you do, how are you? Darum betrecht. Wa koya neta. Kita bingung.